Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the ITB News Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Outhwaite. Now, each episode, we're going to be bringing you up to date with all of the news from ITB Berlin. We're going to be bringing you some exclusive interviews, as well as lots of news from around the world of travel. Now, this episode, we're going to be talking about tech in tourism, and we've got a fantastic interview for you. On this episode, Thomas Campbell is going to be chatting to Christopher Moisen of Whitland. They're going to be chatting about a number of topics, including Web3 and how the booking experience is changing and what we can expect in the next few years. But first, let's take a look at some news in travel, and remember, for further articles and information, you can visit news.itb.com. We've got some excellent news from Greece, where the number of tourists to the country has once again been hitting a million per week. And the Greek authorities are optimistic that this year's tourism figures for 2022 could reach and even surpass its pre-COVID levels. Early indications for Greek tourism show that this year will be close or even break its 2019 record of 33 million arrivals, and that the total of 18 billion in tourism revenues could be surpassed. Monitoring data about tourist arrivals, the Minister of Tourism for Greece reported that the number of German and British tourists to the country in July had already surpassed the record of 2019 in many destinations across the country, including Rhodes and Crete. Arrivals are also progressing rapidly at Athens International Airport, with July 2022 figures surpassing 2019 figures. ITB Berlin announces a new partnership with Bestival Germany for its 2023 tour. Industry professionals are invited to join ITB Berlin on tour at the Bestival business event and take advantage of its early bird discount. ITB Berlin has announced its joint venture with Bestival Germany, where it will assume the role of content partner as part of its 2023 tour. The one-of-a-kind business festival focuses on the travel industry of Berlin, where ITB will be assuming its role of bringing industries closer together. In addition to the key trade show event in March, the company partners with industry events around the world throughout the year to unite the community and share top-notch industry knowledge through talks, podcasts, and panel discussions. ITB Berlin will be appearing alongside its Bestival partner in Germany on August 25th and 26th next year. Adventure operator G Adventures is expanding its Galapagos fleet with pioneering catamaran. It is adding to its fleet in the Galapagos Islands and introducing the Reina Silvia Voyager to meet traveller demand. This is a custom-built catamaran, and it's been designed to offer upgraded accommodation with 10 spacious cabins split over two decks, including two dedicated solo rooms. G Adventures is seeing a rise in tourists seeking solo cabin options, driven not only by more solo travellers, but also those wanting their own personal space. A crew of 10 people, including a dedicated chef and G Adventures Chief Experience Officer, will also serve the guests daily. The Seychelles has come out with a new identity, which portrays a more modern image, according to the Seychelles tourism officials. There's a new logo with vibrant colours, which is said to highlight the Seychelles tourism industry dynamism. It's created by the Tourism Department in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Tourism, and the logo looks to keep the archipelago abreast of new developments in the world of tourism. The milestone was marked with a celebration among valued members of the trade, including airline partners, hoteliers, and DMC representatives. Some other excellent news from the Seychelles, as between January and August, they welcomed 216,777 international visitors, and this number is already higher than the whole of 2021. Bermuda Tourism Authority launches its exciting Lost Yet Found campaign. The Bermuda Tourism Authority is inviting travellers to discover the true wonders of the island with its multimedia marketing initiative. The Lost Yet Found campaign is to highlight the experiences Bermuda has to offer and entices travellers to delve deeper into its culture. Bermuda's Lost Yet Found campaign follows extensive research which showed that tourists are looking for authentic experiences in the destinations they visit, with the island being well positioned to meet their expectations. The Tourism Authority will roll out its Lost Yet Found campaign in the coming months, with both digital and out-of-home placements being secured in key markets. Tracy Berkeley, the interim CEO at the Bermuda Tourism Authority, said that the launch of the campaign is great news for Bermuda's tourism sector. It comes at a crucial point on the strategic recovery journey and provides them with the tools to build awareness and attract the right type of visitors to the island during a critical time of the year. Next up, we have this episode's exclusive interview. And this time, we have Thomas Campbell chatting to Christopher Moisen from Whitland. They're going to be chatting about technology and tourism, and we're going to be learning a little bit about how the booking process is being influenced by technology, what changes we can look out for, as well as how the consumer is influenced by social media and other technologies.
So my name is Thomas Campbell, and I'm here live for ITB News Podcast. I'm going to be talking to Christopher Moisen from Whitland, the next generation travel platform built on the blockchain and the metaverse. So first question for you, Christopher. I was just wondering if you could explain to us briefly what we're going to be talking about today. So Web3, what does that mean in simple terms?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Web3 in simple terms is the next iteration of the internet. Saying quickly, it's like you've heard of buzzword like NFTs, metaverse, blockchain. All of this is simply the next iterations, meaning that there is a new generation out here, new generation of consumers on the internet. They want not to be consumers, they want to be owners. And so now you have this technology, the blockchain technology, that enables you really to create a direct link, okay, between you and your consumers. And this means what? This means that blockchain is revolutionizing everything in terms of technology. NFTs are the new tools to engage directly with your consumers. Okay, it's like membership cards, it could be collection cards. So it's really a tool, a marketing tool, to connect directly and, you know, without any intermediaries with your community. And the metaverse is a social destination. It's clearly like the next iteration of Instagram or TikTok. Now you will have not a 2D space, but a 3D space. So the internet tomorrow, I would say, like, not now, the internet will be not 2D, but 3D. Okay, so Google will be 3D, Amazon will be 3D, Netflix will be 3D. It's like the new generation of consumers, again, are digital natives. They are born with a mobile phone. You're always playing games. And so in games, you have this 3D space where you can interact, socialize, and really have this new relationship with people online. Okay, so the metaverse is a destination, NFT as a tool between the digital world and the real world, and the blockchain is really the technology that gives you the power as a brand or as a consumer to be the owner of your digital life.
Thank you very much. So you mentioned that it's going to revolutionize the relationship with customers for these companies. In terms of the travel industry then, how do you see Web3 and its box of tricks, inverted commas, how are they going to disrupt the industry? What areas are going to be changing in the future?
So what we're saying basically is, like, you know, 25 years ago, Web2 platforms, centralized platforms such as, I would say, Booking, Expedia, all the marketplaces made an amazing job aggregating all the offer online, okay? But then 25 years later, they're keeping all the data and all the value from suppliers, they actually commoditize. I mean, you're going on a hotel or another one, you just check two boxes, it's like a search, leave and come back, you know, in terms of user journey. So now there's this new generation of consumers, the Gen Z travelers. They are the biggest spending power of the industry, and they're not leaving. They're shifting from the search platforms to social media platforms, and so now social media platforms are a new search. Okay, they are here. They want to be inspired. They want to interact directly with you, and we saw that movement, which is in the U.S., the creator economy movement, where travel creators are now the new travel advisors. Okay, but same here. Travel creators are like treading like cogs in a machine, promoting social media platforms, and when they upload content on the platform, they lost the control and the ownership of the content. They are not paid directly by the platforms. So there is a big deal here to say, how can we create a new ecosystem where brands can actually interact with this new generation of population, okay, the new Gen Z travelers, where travel creators act as travel advisors, okay, acting for more authentic content and working with brand directly in a new space, which is a 3D space, corresponding to what Gen Z travelers wants, like interacting directly. And so now you have these frameworks like Booking, OTAs frameworks. When you put your hotel, it's always the same, you know, descriptions, text, reviews. When you go on social media platforms, it's as well like the algorithm. So you have the same videos, content, and you're lost in like overwhelmed content of fashion, lifestyle, and so on. So now we feel like it's a good time for to create this new ecosystem, and it's going to be for us. It's the biggest revolution since the mobile revolution, and since sharing photos app. It's like the metaverse now for travel industry is massive, as you can directly be immersed as a social profile, as a social platform, into a 3D space when you can interact directly with local people, acting with having direct interaction with like local and authentic video of your favorite creators, and you can again socialize in that space. So even if you're in your apartment and want to be inspired in a better way, it's really all related to how can you interact with this new generation with new tools. And I would finish like that. It's like you've known your website, and then your blog, and then Facebook profile, and then Instagram profile, and then YouTube profile, TikTok profile, and so on. So this is a normal, a new normal, a new standard, a new format. And now is the time to engage and to better understand this format if you want, again, to speak to your next generation of travelers.
Thank you very much, Christopher. So a new way of communicating with travelers and revolutionizing their booking experience. The next question is, how can companies leverage this technology? I mean, obviously, we're talking about Web3. What does a company need in order to be a part of Web3?
So basically, we try to make it really simple, as we're very aware that this is, again, a transition, not an opposition with what existing today. So as a transition, if you want to jump into Web3, the better way we are doing, and we are doing so with brands, is really to launch, for example, your NFT collection. An NFT collection with utility is not an art collection, it's really a membership card when you can, again, say to your community directly, look, I've launched this NFT, you can collect this NFT, but because you are these NFT holders, I will give you online, exclusive content, exclusive tips, you will have some discount if you go in the real life in my hotel or in my destinations. You could have like live streaming online of your favorite chef giving some tips around, its secret recipes and so on. So it's really how it's a new tool, and the NFT tool is a new tool to interact and better interact with this new generation of population that want exclusive, that want to feel exclusive, giving them something belongings. And it's always, as I said, is like your hotel is authentic, okay, and your destination is authentic. How can you say that you destination on Instagram and TikTok is authentic in a different way? You launch these NFT collections and you launch this gamification with your community, saying that, okay, in the digital world, but also in the real world, you can really, have some utilities and really feel like, okay, I'm trusting this brand, okay? And because I'm trusting this brand, I like, the way they're seeing things, and I will buy this NFT and I will go to these destinations because I want to play. I want to to see what's next. So the better way to jump into Web3 is really connecting this generation with tool, which is an NFT tool, okay? And once you've done that, and once you've gathered your community with this new tool, you can accelerate and create your 3D space, like exactly you create your social space, okay? This is what we're doing. It's like making things simple. Like, it's simple to create your website today. It is simple already now with the ecosystem to create your social 3D space. And then you interact online and you interact in the real world, okay? So the best way to jump and to try Web3, because again, we are in that space where you need to try, it's really to launch your NFT collections and then you see. But I will finish like that. It's like now already Instagram on your profile, on your account, can read the NFT. They call it digital collectibles. They launched it last week. So now you've got reels, stories, videos, photos, and digital collectibles on your social profile. So it's already here. How can you, transform your photos and videos into NFTs? You need an ecosystem, you need a platform, and this is the best way to do so. It's to launch and to transform every content you have into NFTs. Put it on Instagram. Say that, okay, guys, I'm unique. Look, I've jumped into Web3, and to show to your communities that, you know them and you want to make efforts to jump there. And then, naturally, you can advance with different tools, again, metaverse and so on.
Final question here. I'm just wondering, you speak about a transition to Web3. Where are we up to? Are there some actors in the travel industry out there who are already leveraging these technologies, or are we still at the dawn of this monumentous change?
Okay, let's be honest. It's still day one. Okay, but exactly like when you create your website, when you trusted platform OTAs, when you create your social profile on Facebook and Instagram, you wasn't aware of, you know, like Facebook, what Facebook will become. What I'm saying to our customers is like, you need to try, because this is the only way today to reach this new generation of travelers. Okay, so I would say it's now. Again, Instagram already made it. Meta invest billions of dollars. Starbucks launched last week. This Web3 loyalty programs. Disney's already on it. Microsoft. So major companies, American companies mainly, are only on it. And because they know that the next generation of consumers, again, are here, already here. So in the travel industry specifically, you already have like the National Park is in the United States, the launch NFT collections, you've got Marriott, you've got Citizen Ham. This is a few examples of people who are trying. And what we're saying to our customers now is like, don't expect to make lots of money now, okay? Because this is still the very beginning. But if you take the position now with your brand and your destination, you send a message, a clear message to this new generation of people. It's like, we know you and we understand you. And this is really what we are. And this is, again, still day one. But in next coming months, it will accelerate relatively, you know, as a speed of light.
Thank you very much, Chris, for taking the time to speak to us on the ITB News podcast. And hopefully be speaking to you again soon.
Thank you very much there to Thomas Campbell and Christopher Moisen from Whitland for that insightful interview. Now, that's just about all we've got time for today on the ITB News podcast, but do make sure to comment, like and share the episode if you've enjoyed it. And for further information, make sure to visit news.itb.com.